Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
It really is amazing how we are living in a day and age in which immediately somebody's called a conspiracy theorist, and then 5 minutes later it turns out, no, they were right. It's true. It's exactly true. They were just called a conspiracy theorist because that's what the government likes to do, to shut people up and silence them. And there was a time, obviously, when they could get away with that. That time is before the internet and cell phones and people doing research. And that's why they want to regulate everything so much. It's why they want to regulate literally everything. And I've told you the biggest battle that we have going is the battle for information. It is the single biggest battle that we're dealing with in our lifetime. Before I get to the audio and the story about Joe Biden, I just want to share something with you that our government is doing, because it's not a story that made a lot of news, but it's very important to go along with the theme of what we're watching happen in the UK, which is they want to lock people up for their posts on social media, if they believe that those posts can contribute to somebody rioting or something else. So, you know, you're not directing anybody to commit violence, but your post may lead somebody to do something, so then you can get locked up for that, and the social media companies can be disciplined. And they want to lock up Elon Musk over there in the United Kingdom for just allowing people to be free on social media. Well, in our country, we know that the Biden administration was colluding with big tech to take down posts about COVID that they didn't like, the Hunter Biden laptop that they didn't like, et cetera, et cetera. Did you know that the National Institutes of Health have been deleting all social media content containing words like animal, testing, and cruel? This is amazing. And a federal court now says that this violates the First Amendment. Our friends over at the White Coat Waste Project and also PETA was involved in suing over this. So the NIH violated the First Amendment rights of animal rights activists whose social media comments were deleted by the agency. A federal appeals court ruled early August. The agency had been deleting all comments on its Facebook and Instagram pages that contained certain keywords related to criticism of the agency's use of animal testing. So let's say that you went on Facebook and there's the National Institutes of Health page and something else. Maybe you want to talk about how Fauci was a puppy killer. And you wanted to write, hey, you know, animal testing is part of why we had a global pandemic, because you were doing coronavirus research on bats and you were tinkering with the bats and you're making these viruses more lethal. And it was not a bat burger. We know what you did. Well, if you put any of those things up there, they would flag them and then they would delete those comments on their own pages. So comments containing words like animal, testing, and cruel were singled out for deletion as part of a broader policy of deleting off-topic comments. So PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sued in 2021, arguing that the practice was a clear violation of the commenter's First Amendment rights and claiming that the NIH social media pages were traditional public forums, meaning that the NIH could not enforce any content-based restrictions on speech. And they're right, 100% right. Look, PETA may be out there, maybe a little wacky, but they do get a lot of very beautiful women to go nude for the cause. I will give them that. But they're 100% right about this. If the government has a platform by which they're putting out their propaganda on social media, and then you comment, and they don't like your comments, and they take it down, that's called censorship. It is. It's the government. I'm not talking about, you know, Bob's Tire Shop, and you don't like Bob's Tire Shop, and you go on there and you play. He can take down whatever he wants. This is the government. This is the NIH. After first facing defeat at a lower court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled that the NIH had violated the activist's First Amendment rights. However, the court disagreed that the NIH social media account comments section were traditional public forums. Instead, the court agreed with the NIH lawyers that the comment sections were limited public forums because the government has signaled its intent to limit the discussion on those threads to specific subjects. Okay? But as Reason.com points out, even if the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, can constitutionally moderate comments based on content, the court found that the agency's restrictions on commenters' speech were unreasonably restrictive. And they wrote the following, quote, in the context of the National Institutes of Health and their posts, which often feature research conducted using animal experiments or researchers who have conducted such experiments, to consider words related to animal testing categorically off topic does not abide by common sense. And to illustrate that point, the court brought up the example of an Instagram post featuring a photo of the eye of a zebrafish killed in NIH research, and said the following. It is unreasonable to think that comments related to animal testing are off topic for such a post. Yet a comment like animal testing on zebrafish is cruel would have been filtered out because animal testing and cruel are all blocked by NIH's keyword filters. Do you believe they do this crap? I mean, they've got bureaucrats sitting there who are coming up with words that they can flag to censor people from putting out the ideas that the government doesn't like. And I know that it seems like a minor topic of animal testing, but it's not. When you think about gain-of-function research, which is 100% animal testing. Look, I eat animals all the time, just not bats. But the point of animal testing is directly related to the global pandemic. This is what our friends at the White Coat Waste Project have pointed out, that if you weren't experimenting on bat coronaviruses, you would not have created a bat coronavirus, and that bat coronavirus would not have gotten out of the lab. But if the government can censor things like zebrafish, and it's cruel to test a zebrafish, what else can the government censor? The answer is anything it wants. So, you know, if the FBI or the CIA put up a handy little post on social media, like, if you see something, say something. And you write back, well, I saw you raid Mar-a-Lago and that was unconstitutional. And I'm glad Trump's suing your ass for $100 million. And they take that down. Is that not censorship? Of course it's censorship. If the government is engaging in these platforms and you respond to the government and then the government takes down your comment, how is that not censorship? I don't think the court has gone far enough here. And obviously this will be appealed because the government's not going to stand by and say, what, you mean we can't take down comments we don't like on our own social media feeds? We're the government. We can do anything we want. First Amendment be damned. So I'm sure this will be appealed, and I'm sure it'll go up to a higher court. But I think it's very obvious. In my opinion, it's very obvious. If the government is putting out propaganda on social media, then you have every right to respond to that propaganda as you see fit, as long as it doesn't violate the terms of the content provider itself, meaning Facebook or X or whatever their internal policies are. And as long as you're not doing anything that's illegal. Yeah, if you go on there and you say something like, you know, I hope somebody kills Fauci, that's wrong. You shouldn't say that. If you say, I hope somebody arrests Fauci and sends him to prison for the rest of his life for lying to Congress and causing a global pandemic, well, that's your First Amendment constitutionally protected right to say. If they take that down because they think that's mean, or if you comment on Francis Collins' singing ability, because he, DeSantis, if I'm not mistaken, he was the director of the NIH, was he not, at one point?
I believe so. I'll double check that. But.
Yeah. So if you go on there and you say, listen, Francis Collins at karaoke is more painful and torturous than doing experiments on a zebrafish, it's cruel. His karaoke singing is cruel. If you post that and they take that down, you're damn right that's censorship, all right? Because that guy singing somewhere past the pandemic, I'd rather be tested on if I were a fish than listen to that. You know what I mean? That's me.
Yeah, he was the director from 2009 to 2021.
Yeah. So if I'm an animal and they give me a choice, like here's the choice, we're going to slaughter you for research or you have to listen to that guy sing somewhere over the pandemic. And I know animals are not that complex, but I'm raising my hand and I'm going, kill me now. Slaughter me up and while we're at it, turn me into some bacon or something because this is, I can't take this. That's just that cruel. The judge argued that NIH's off-topic policy is also unreasonable because it's inflexible and unresponsive to context, and commenters have no opportunity to challenge the removal of their comment. Yeah, so for example, let's say that the NIH puts out a post and you write back about how animal cruelty is wrong, and you point out the fact that testing on bats led to a global pandemic, and they go, ah, that's off-topic, sorry. And they take that down, but it's not really off topic, actually. I mean, if they're writing a thing about how NIH research is leading to the discovery of new vaccines, for example, and you write, well, but if you didn't do the gain of function research in the first place, maybe we wouldn't have to have a vaccine created to deal with that disease you created in the lab. And they go, oh, that's off topic, silly. And we're taking that down. That's 100% censorship. I don't understand how a reasonable person cannot see that. I really don't. It's where I get frustrated by lawyers and courts, and you know, they make things overly complicated. How about a one-page ruling from the court? The government can't censor social media posts. If the government's posting on social media and you respond and they don't like it, oh well, too bad. This is a free country. That's it, one page. It's all the court has to write. Not get into the weeds about this and that. And just very simple. They wrote the following here. The permanent and context insensitive nature of NIH's speech restriction reinforces its unreasonableness, especially absent recent evidence that comments about animal testing materially disrupts their ability to meet the objective of communicating with citizens about their work. Well, you could say that with anything the government does, couldn't you? I mean, if I'm going on to the FBI's social media and I'm like, you know, your raid of Mar-a-Lago was unconstitutional and you guys putting down your top secret little photo cards staging this was wrong. And they go, sorry, this is off topic. We're talking about how to protect yourself from online scams. And they take it down. That's censorship. And to argue that the government has the ability, hey, look, we're the government and we're trying to help. And so we have an objective here, and that's to communicate with our citizens about our work, all the great things we're doing. Hey, all that's propaganda to justify their budgets, their existence, their lack of accountability, and call it what it is. It's propaganda. I mean, they do this all the time. All these agencies do this to try to make you think they're wonderful, particularly when they're in appropriation season. Particularly around that. It's like, did you know that last year the FBI or the Secret Service or whatever, we stopped counterfeiters from giving out, you know, fake $3 bills? And you're like, that's great. But you missed a shooter on the roof at the Trump rally. Well, I'm sorry, that's off topic. We're talking about counterfeiters. But no, it's not off topic because you got to think about your priorities. And while it's wonderful that you're cracked down on $3 bills, but at the same time, you missed the shooter on the roof at a Trump rally, and he almost killed the former president. So I don't think you should be allowed to take down my comment about that because you find it to be off topic and it gets in your way of trying to look good with your nonsense propaganda. Oh, but we have a function, and that function is to tell the American people how wonderful we are. Listen, you're not wonderful. You're a bunch of freaking bureaucrats, okay? You do some good things from now, time to time, but if you mention those good things, it's fair game for me to point at all the things that you do that aren't so good. Or don't mention them. Stay off social media if you don't like the heat. If you don't want to handle it, if you don't like the fact that people are going to come back, like the CIA, for example, you know, on Twitter, like, did you know the CIA, blah, blah, blah. We've hired more women. And you write back and you go, that's great. Why don't you declassify the files about Kennedy so we can see who actually killed him? Was it you? And they take it down. They go, that's really off topic. We're trying to show you how wonderful we are so we can get more funding and more power over you. And we don't need your little pesky little comment standing in the way of that, please. So go away now. Be gone, you. The NIH, it makes me laugh too, right? These bureaucrats, they want so badly for more funding, more money to fund their gain-of-function research and all their other nonsense. And they don't want you to think badly of them. So they put out their propaganda. You push back, and you rightly so blame them for causing a global pandemic. And they're like, you know, you're going to get in the way of our funding. And while you're at it, you may get some of us arrested. So shut up, and we're going to take your comment down so that we can look good in the people's eyes and the eyes of the Congress, even though we don't care because we make regulations around their back all the time and we don't really care what they think, but we want the money. And that's the one thing we can't do is just fund ourselves. So we have to look good in order for Congress to keep giving us more and more, more money and more power over you too, in the form of keeping you safe. So we're going to put out all these tweets and nice messages about how we keep you safe. And then if you comment on anything that we do that violates your civil liberties, for example, we go, oh, you silly off-topic fool, you. Come on. It's really pathetic. It is. But I told you, the war on controlling information is everything. That's what we're dealing with right now. That is the 100%. That's the battle. That's the battle. No doubt in my mind about that. All right, I'm going to play the audio of Biden. The story is confirmed that they have the 911 call, and I'll share that with you in just a moment. But I do want to tell you, and yes, Mama Zioli just sent me a text a short time ago that she discovered Dr. Mike Veneria. For our family, she did. But for many families in South Jersey and Pennsylvania, they've been going to Dr. Mike for years because he's the best of the best when it comes to your smile. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a great guy, great friend of the show, and the master of dental implants, the master of giving you the smile you deserve. And Bridget just got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike. She had to have veneers replaced, and he gave her these beautiful caps. They look great. Her smiles never look better. So go see Dr. Mike. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. You're going to love the staff. You're going to love the music he plays in the office. And he's a great guy, too. Great conversationalist. All the dental hygienists are the best. Everything about the office is top-notch. And that's why for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, Mike Veneria has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants and a top dentist. VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Don't forget our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on Friday, September 6th. So mark your calendar. It's only a couple weeks away. Friday, September 6th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You don't need a reservation or anything like that to come to the show. We'll be on the fifth floor ballroom overlooking the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. And would love to have you join us for that. So that's coming up. Politics and Pints with Dom Giordano and Donald Trump Jr. is coming up as well. September 12th, we have tickets to give away. We'll give those away in the 5 o'clock hour. So lot to get to, lot to do. You know, just the point, though, of all of this on the show today is really about just how the media and big tech and the government, they're always controlling information and they're controlling narratives. And so I shared with you that story earlier about how, you know, the media is doing backflips to say Kamala Harris was never the border czar, right? And then when J.D. Vance was sitting there with John Carl from ABC News, John Carl says she wasn't really the border czar. Well, there's a flashback to 2023 where John Carl reports on the fact that the president put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. She's now gone 22 days without a news conference, by the way. Tim Walz also. No news conferences. No chit-chats. No meeting the press. None of it. Not doing it. They're hiding him. And the big reason is because they know that he would get asked about the stolen valor claims. And he should get asked about the stolen valor claims. Because the guy lied about his rank. He lied about serving in war. I mean, he got a great tour of Italy. But that's about it. And then he bailed on his guys right before they were going to Iraq. So it's ridiculous. But let me just, I want to play for you this. This is audio of Joe Biden having a medical emergency. There were two different times where there were stories about Biden having medical emergencies. And one of them was not proven true, at least as of now. The other one is this story that we have here, which now has been confirmed as true. Both stories, we were told that they were fugazis. And this is the one right now. So the Daily Beast has a story. Cops scrambled to secure the hospital for Biden health scare. And this is, again, this is the Daily Beast, all right? So the far right wing Daily Beast. And they write, officers from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department rushed to clear roads and secure the perimeter of a hospital that had been placed on standby to treat President Joe Biden for a medical issue last month, according to radio transmission recordings obtained by the Daily Beast. It remains unclear what exactly the undisclosed medical issue was, though the White House announced later that day he had been diagnosed with COVID-19. This is right before Biden dropped out. So there were these reports on social media that Biden had a medical emergency. There were two different stories. One had to do with, I think it was, what'd you say, Matt? It was Atlanta,
The other one, I believe, was in the D.C., Maryland area, because the hospital that was involved was Johns Hopkins.
Okay. And that one has not been proven true as of now. But this one, the other one was that he had this health scare out in Vegas. And at the time, everybody was ignoring it. The corporate media was ignoring it. Everybody was just ignoring it. So the usual suspects on X were coming out and saying, oh, wacky conspiracy theories again. And people were reporting on this on social media. And then you weren't getting ABC News or NBC or CBS or anybody else to come out and confirm this. They were still going with the scam that Biden was going to remain a candidate. So in this audio, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear, meet at the Valley Hospital ER parking lot. We're going to meet behind the ER entrances where the ambulance go. And this is because the Daily Beast did a public records request. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't know any of this. The radio transmissions were broadcast on July 17th after the president abruptly canceled a speaking engagement on a campaign trip in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he was set to address Hispanic voters at the Unidos U.S. event. Now, I remember that day because when he dropped out of that speaking event and then we were told he had COVID, and I said, I'm not buying this. I think this is a fugazi. I don't know if Biden really has COVID. I mean, maybe he did. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. This was all part of the buildup of him getting out of the race. And I just assumed it was going to be, well, he's getting out of the race for health reasons. And I remember, if you remember during that, I kept saying to you, I'm not so sure he has COVID. I just don't believe them. I don't believe anything they tell me. I really don't. I think that they just lie about everything. And if you have a problem with me not believing them, then the only evidence I can point to you is the fact that for weeks we were gaslit, months we were gaslit, and we were told that Joe Biden was fine. And the picture of you see him shaking a person that's not there, optical illusion. The picture of you see him walking away and talking to the trees, that was actually somebody in the trees. You know, they kept lying to us about that. So, yeah, when they turn around and go, oh, Biden's canceling an event because he's got COVID, I'm like, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying. Just like how when Biden had the debate, he tells everybody he was sick. That's his excuse. He's still saying it in the audio that I have for you today about why he got out of the race. He says, look, I was sick at the debate. He's sick at the debate, yet he then goes to an event the same night goes to an event the next day, goes to another event that day, and then goes to another event the third day, and infects people in like six different states or something like that. Had no problem doing it, but this is the guy that lectured us all the time about mask wearing. And I said, I'm calling BS on this. I don't think the guy's sick. He had a terrible debate, but that was the whole point. They wanted to show that he was terrible so they could get him out of the race because he was going to lose. And I was right. And then when they said Biden had COVID back in July, I was calling BS on that because all the pictures showed him not wearing a mask getting on the plane, not wearing a mask in the car. You know, he's in this Suburban with Secret Service officers. And I remember during COVID how they used to give Trump crap about this all the time. They would go, you know, these are hermetically sealed vehicles. They're breathing the same air Trump is. Trump refuses to wear a mask. You're risking the Secret Service officers' lives. You remember all that? He's killing these Secret Service agents because he refuses to wear a mask. They have to breathe the same air. Well, Biden gets out of the SUV. He's not wearing a mask. Biden gets off the plane. He's not wearing a mask. I said, this is the guy that lectured us about mask wearing. I said, something doesn't sound right about this. And maybe this health emergency at the hospital, maybe it was COVID. Maybe something else. We don't know. But now there should be serious, if we had an actual media in this country, what they would immediately be doing is trying to get to the bottom of the cover-up of Joe Biden's health. And they would write books about this. Bob Woodward would write a big book called, health cover up or something. I don't know. And they would all be about how all the White House, the government people, all the people that were engaged, including Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Karine Jean-Pierre, all these other people were actively engaged in a cover up to hide the true health of the American president from the American people. And they would expose this, rightfully so, as a huge scandal. Because the American people have a right to know if their president has lost his freaking mind. I mean, I've mentioned this before, you know, this was a plot line on The West Wing. The West Wing was a great show back in the day when Aaron Sorkin was involved because he's a very creative guy. And when he was doing mushrooms back in the day, he was making some really good television. And he got busted at the airport for mushrooms and they took him off the show and then the show went downhill real fast. But in the prime of The West Wing, which is really the first two seasons and the third to a degree, but the first two were fantastic shows. Again, lefty perspective, but you know you're getting that. But the whole thing about President Bartlet covering up the fact that he had MS was a huge plot line. And they were going to wind up doing a special counsel and investigate the guy, and he was going to drop out of the race. Now it's like with Biden, we were gaslit for months by these people in government. We were told the White House physician told us he was fine. All these things. And nobody cares. So now that you have this story from the Daily Beast, which the Daily Beast is a lefty rag, it is, but nevertheless, good, you know, bravo to them. Good job, Daily Beast, for putting in the work to get the information from the local police so that they could prove that there was a medical issue. It's still, as of right now, undisclosed. It still is undisclosed. We don't know what it is. My suspicion is the White House is going to tell us it's COVID, but I mean, Joe Biden said COVID like 10 times. I mean, he's been vaccinated and boosted 400 times. He said COVID 10 times. Fauci has COVID right now. You go to the hospital for that? As an emergency where they don't have time to prepare, they got to scramble? I don't know. Something about this stinks. My Zioli Fugazi radar is up on this. But anyway, here's the radio transmissions. We're broadcast on July 17th, 2:15 p.m. local time the same day. The University Medical Center Hospital was alerted of an unspecified medical emergency involving Biden, which was first reported by KSNV Las Vegas. While details about the emergency were scant, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department quickly mobilized outside the hospital, securing a perimeter around the facility. The Daily Beast has obtained police radio recordings involving a medical issue with President Biden and had local Las Vegas police officers scrambling. And this is the audio. Take a listen.
One at 4:61 at break. Everyone who was able to Valley Hospital ER.
Kind of cut out 678. So he said 4:61 at UMC. And what was the other part?
Go ahead straight to UMC, meet at the Valley Hospital ER parking lot.
678 at Cones.
So for officers coming to Valley, we're going to meet behind the ER entrance where the ambulances go, there's a little cul-de-sac back there. You'll see me.
Hey, MacTac alert. Involved in area command break. The in-the-box squad. It's going to be a MacTac alert for the Bolton Area Command in-the-box squad.
678, I copy that. Again, any available units, come down here to Valley Hospital right now.
678, copy. There's about four units coming to you right now.
I need more.
Copy that.
678-759. Most of my guys are plain clothes. Can you use this or no?
As long as they are fully decked out in readily identifiable police gear.
All right, copy that. Okay, I know you got some Southeast units coming over, plus you're in the box squad. I need to get all the major intersections with lights shut down from Desert Inn all the way to Russell. So if units could just start calling out what intersections they're going to, I think that's going to be yours. Let's start with the big ones. Units helping us out with this this Frago on the POTUS movement. If you can monitor Event 8. Event 8 channel is where movement will occur.
We got to take this one slow because we don't have a lot of resources to make it work. 685, I copy. We are rolling on you, sir. Okay, everybody. Just keep in mind, safety, safety, safety. If it doesn't look good, don't do it. Call it out so we can slow things down more. But we got to make sure we keep this safe. So be careful as you hit these intersections. Let's make sure we do this safely. No one gets hurt.
Downtown's asking, do we know if the Secret Service has drones flying over the stratosphere right now?
I don't think so.
Copy.
What's the Wi-Fi? Where's that drone at?
It's stratosphere. It's flying 2,500 feet.
12644, all my units at the airport, be advised. The motorcade is at Air Force One. So just hold your road closures until I tell you otherwise.
302, I just want to let everybody know, great work out there. You know, we put that together ad hoc. Appreciate all the resources coming over. You guys did a fantastic job. That looked like we had planned it for weeks. So great job, everybody. If I can just ask everybody to please just stand by until we get the plane off the ground, and then we can go ahead and secure those units.
6-4-4, all my airport units, be advised, motorcade is leaving Air Force One. I'll advise you when they start taxiing.
Okay, now, couple points about this. The faculty goes to the Secret Service flying drones. No, they don't. We know that they don't use drones. That's going to be their new big high-tech rollout. My son Patrick has a drone. He got it for Christmas. I'm going to lend it to the Secret Service till they, you know, get the road. He got it. I mean, Santa got it for him, but I hear they sell them at Best Buy. I heard that from a reliable source. That's a part of it. So they have any drones? No, they don't. We don't use drones here. That's not a thing. Now, meanwhile, as all this happened, the hospital staff stood ready to go. Hospital CEO Mason Van Howling told KSNV at the time, setting up an incident command center in anticipation of the president's arrival. We know we were dealing with more of a medical issue. Definitely trauma and any accidents were off the table. So again, we shifted gears to be able to address a medical need here at UMC. Now, the hospital would probably my guess is be prohibited from saying due to HIPAA violations, but certainly the White House could let the hospital waive that. I mean, anybody, you can always waive your HIPAA your HIPAA protections. You can always do that if you want to. Like, I've done that a number of times in this show. I mean, you know that I am basically Mr. Glass and that I break very easily and multiple surgeries. And now that I had the deviated septum surgery and I had my diverticulitis surgery and rotator cuff surgery, I have a free surgery. I get any surgery for free that I want. So I'm trying to figure out what the next one's going to be. And I don't want to rush this one. You know what I mean? Preferably, I'd like one that gives me a couple days at Shea Cooper.
Is it like a sandwich punch card?
It sort of is, yeah. You have five surgeries, get the sixth one free. And the room service, the time away from the kids, you know. So I'm hoping for something good. That's why I'm trying slowly to destroy my liver. I think a good liver transplant. I should be in the hospital for a good 5-6 days on that. You know what I mean?
Can't be Cooper Jello either.
The best.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the best.
You've been there. You've been there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've been there.
So it's, and the broth too. The chicken broth.
Oh, yeah. Chicken broth is out of this world.
Yeah.
It's like a food group.
It's basically a cup of salt with like a little flavor of chicken.
Basically,
delicious.
Yeah.
So good. So good. And then on the fifth day, when they said, you can order something now, we suggest you order something healthy. I said, great.
Yeah.
I'll get a cheeseburger, a milkshake, fry. I haven't eaten in 5 days, you know. Fries, a milkshake, another milkshake, and an apple pie.
That's usually about what I did, too. Like, the third day, I was like, oh, yeah, you mean I can eat sour food? All right, I'd like an order of chicken fingers and fries, please.
Yeah, if they put you on a restricted diet, and then when they finally go, okay, you're all clear, order anything you want, you're like, oh, yeah, now it's like a Vegas buffet.
Exactly.
And, you know, suck it, UnitedHealthcare. You're footing the bill for this one. So that's the audio right there. Biden was never admitted to the hospital. However, instead, the president was taken directly to the airport where he boarded Air Force One and departed Las Vegas for Delaware. In another set of police radio broadcasts, which appear to feature LVMPD officers at the Las Vegas Metro assisting the Secret Service as Biden was being driven to the airport, an officer asks, do we know if Secret Service has drones flying over the stratosphere right now? So you heard that in the audio. Towards the end of the reporting, an officer thanks his units for how they handled the incident. All my units at the airport, please be advised the motorcade is at Air Force One. I just want to let everybody know, great work. And you heard that in that. A week later, the Las Vegas Metro PD released a statement saying they had been informed that the president was sick without further details, adding that they had proactively started clearing roads to the hospital. This is, again, where we get into the lying and the gaslighting. Addressing Biden's sudden departure from Nevada, the White House released a statement saying the president had been diagnosed with COVID. Now, I'm just telling you this because I've done presidential events before and everything like this. There's always an ambulance as part of the motorcade. You know the route to the hospital, but you don't proactively lock down routes to the hospital. You just don't do that. They have a procedure in place, obviously, if something happens. You know, if God forbid the president's shot or something like that. But it's not standard operating procedure to block the route to the hospital, and there's a reason for that. Because you don't want the bad guys knowing which hospital the president's going to. So let's say he's doing an event nearby in Philadelphia. You don't want them knowing that if something happens, he's going to Cooper. Let's just say, use Cooper as an example. I mean, they're a level one trauma center. So you don't want the bad guys knowing that. So there's a protocol in place. And they were quickly to do what the protocol is, which is you got to block the intersection so that the motorcade can get through. Let's do this as quickly as possible. That's not a proactive thing like, oh, Biden sneezed. Let's shut down the routes to the hospital. No, they do that because he's going to the hospital. And they're doing that because he's going to that hospital. Las Vegas has a number of hospitals. There's a number of them. And if there was an attack, if there actually was some sort of a coordinated effort to kill the president, you don't want bad guy team A to show up at the hospital because they figured out that that's the one he's coming to. And then overwhelming the Secret Service and the police and everybody else as he walks through the lobby. So you kind of try to keep that a little bit of a secret. And whatever hospital's in the area has their protocol in terms of if there's an emergency. And that's why they try to use code words. They would not be on a radio transmission that somebody could theoretically listen to saying POTUS is coming to this hospital unless it was an absolute emergency. Because, again, if there is a bad guy who wants to try to take out the president, well, he knows what POTUS is, and he knows what the motorcade is, and now he knows where he's going. So you try to avoid all that, because in an emergency, things go crazy. So if it had been a trauma-related thing, you wouldn't want the second shooter showing up where the guy's already in the hospital hoping that this is the one, and then he gets the call from his buddy like, oh, yeah, this is the one. Make your way down to the lobby, because he's coming in through the ER. So, you know, that's kind of common sense there. But the spin, and this is where I get back to the lying and the gaslighting, they're like, oh, no, it's just a precaution. We just as a precaution, Las Vegas Metro PD dropped everything they were doing, scrambled to shut down roads and to ensure passage to the hospital. They needed multiple teams. They didn't have enough. And all this had to happen immediately as a precaution. Because the president had a cough and a sneeze. Yeah, it's just everything. I feel like everything these people do is a freaking lie. But I'm not an investigative journalist. And I think a good investigative journalist would be wise to pursue this just a tad bit further. You know, that's me. What do I know? Right? What do I know? There's a reason why I'm on the radio and not investigative journalist, because I'd actually be good at my job and I would get fired. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in today. As the show progresses, we're very, very happy that you're here. We're very, very happy that our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, is the big story sponsor of the day. Go see him today for your perfect smile, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, to get the smile that you deserve. He's the best. There's simply no one better. And I got to tell you about my friends at Emmons. They were just here last week. Catherine, their design consultant, has come back with some beautiful plans for our master bathroom renovation. And we're super excited for this. They had some beautiful ideas for us. When it comes to your bathroom, how is it doing? Is it outdated? Does it need to be updated when friends come over? Are you a little embarrassed by it, you know? Well, let Emmons transform your bathroom, give you one that you will love, one that is yours, truly yours, in as little as 3 days' time. That's right. With custom designs that cater to your unique tastes, imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days' time. It's incredible and it's very real. And if you have a property up the shore that needs updating, Emmons services the entire shore and they have finance options available as well. Now, in our old house, Emmons remodeled our master bathroom. They did a beautiful job in every aspect of it, from picking out the stone and the tile and everything. They did a great job. Go to callemmons.com. It's callemmons.com. Callemmons.com. Or give them a call today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you. You'll love the work. Truly transformative. Something you'll be so proud of. That's what you get with Emmons. Call Emmons.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Tim Walz misspoke when he talked about his holding a weapon in war. He misspoke, you see. He misspoke. I'll get into that with you as the show progresses. There's a thing that's going to happen where Donald Trump is going to sit down with Elon Musk on Donald Trump's Twitter platform. So his X platform at Real Donald J. Trump. He's going to do that. And tomorrow we'll talk to Dr. Ben Carson about it. So we'll do some of that. But I got to tell you, you know, one of the things about I like about J.D. Vance is he's definitely a pit bull and he's fighting the fight. He really is. So I got some great audio of that for you for the next hour. And I think a question we have to ask ourselves is how much stock do we put into the new polls that come out? There's a pollster who points out something which I think is very important to think about as you're talking about polls. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, too, the situation in the UK and what's going on right now. Now, I've been talking about this with you. If you are following me on Instagram or TikTok, by the way, both Instagram and TikTok at Scioli Show, Rumble at Scioli Show, YouTube at Scioli Show. So the only thing that's Twitter that's Rich Scioli is Twitter. That's it. And the others are all Scioli Show. And so easy to figure out. But I'm posting videos now and we're trying to, you know, we're pumping out content every day. And every day I'm putting out these new reaction videos about the news of the day. And sometime very soon, I'll get probably as soon as after Labor Day, I'll get the podcast going again, you know, separate from the show, but just a kind of a shorter preview into what you can expect for the day and what's going on. Because there's so much news. I can't wait till 3 o'clock. To talk about it, it's too much. But I've been putting out these videos because there's a lot of censorship going on in the United Kingdom. It's scary. It's scary, authoritarian. This is tyrannical. This is all bad, and we got to expose this. And I'll tell you what Nigel Farage said about it with Maria Bartiromo. So big 5 o'clock hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Rich Scioli weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.